Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Mark Fenton, Senior Mentor with Sheridan Mentoring, and I'm here for our podcast to talk to you about a topic today, volatility. Everybody hears it. Everybody wants to know what to do about it in the market. So I'm just going to talk about a little segment of it, and that's using volatility to decide what trade you want to use to time trade entry in SPX type trades. So we have a really easy instrument to follow in SPX to follow its own volatility, which is the VIX. That's V-I-X. The VIX is a volatility future that is ran and created and ran by the Chicago Board of Options Exchange. And it simply, the more people buy puts, the higher VIX goes. That's why they call it the fear index. Seeing as about 80% of the stock market are people that are long, volatility and fear come in when the market goes down. Market goes up, most of us are long, we really don't care, right? Everything's making money. But when the market comes down, that gets a little scary, and people want to protect themselves, and they do that by buying put insurance, meaning I'll buy puts, which means I get to put my stock or stock position to someone at a certain price. I pay X dollars, and in exchange for that, if it ever goes below this price, I'm still protected and I get that price. Quite simple. So that's a little bit about how the VIX works. People buy puts when they're scared. And so volatility moves around depending on the fear in the market. So I like to use the VIX index, which quite frankly, in my trading lifetime, I've seen it go from 9 to 90. But most of the time, I think if you look over time in the mean, you would probably see that it's around mid-teens, maybe even lower mid-teens most of the time. And right now, it's just over 12. So whenever the volatility index is in a relatively low period, meaning maybe it's in the lower third of its last six-month range, which probably anything below 14 or 13 is probably true, or when it gets high, then it's not in that range. Maybe it spikes, which volatility in the VIX have a tendency to spike quickly and come back down, usually fairly quickly. Not always, but normally. So what you want to do is, whenever you're setting up spread trades, like we do butterflies, iron condors, or calendar or time spreads, you want to pay attention to where the VIX is if you're going to do those in the SPX. Because you don't want to put on something that's long volatility, meaning that position would benefit from volatility going up, if the volatility is already high, right? We don't want to buy a stock at the high. I also don't want to go long volatility at the high, right? So I wouldn't want to do a time spread or a calendar, which is a long Vega trade. I don't like to do those if we're much above, say, 15 on the VIX, because that's just too much room for it to come down. And whenever the volatility comes down, I'm going to get banged up volatility-wise in a calendar trade. Whereas if I'm doing an iron condor or a butterfly, then I'm short volatility, meaning that I benefit from volatility going lower. Well, that's the kind of trade I'd rather put on when the VIX is in the higher part of a range. I don't want to put on a short volatility trade when we're below 12. Just quite simply, think about going long and short in the stock market. You wouldn't want to look through the paper and say, oh, this stock's at a 52-week high. I think I'll buy it. Probably not your best bet, right? Because you may have bought it at the high. And then the same with selling it. If I'm going to sell a stock short, then I want it to be maybe at that high. So that's the way to look at your trades also. Are you long Vega? Let's do them in the lower end of the volatility range. Are you short Vega or volatility? Let's put those on in the higher part of the volatility range. But that's what I have for today. But that is a very key part of learning how to trade options, is learning how to read and, to a certain extent, master volatility in your trades. Thanks for listening in. Look forward to talking with you all again soon. Have a great one.